Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 222 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, we're going to preview America's Athletic Classic tonight. The 113th edition of the Drake Relays will be held Thursday through Saturday at Drake Stadium, at least as far as the high school events are concerned. We're going to have one athlete from each of the four Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial track and field teams on tonight. And leading off is a senior from the Centennial Boys Squad. He is one of the state's top shot putters, and he'll be competing in that event on Thursday afternoon. He is Sam Dietz. Sam, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Your event begins here in less than 24 hours. Are you getting excited?
Yeah, a little nervous, but mostly excited, yes.
I mean, do you usually get nervous before a big meet?
I'd say for the most part, yeah, especially ones that are inside of a stadium. Like last week or 2 weeks ago, we had Jim Duncan, which was inside a stadium, and those ones are probably a bit more, you get a bit more nerves than the meets that seem to have lower stakes, not as many people watching you.
Right, because, yeah, Drake, I mean, you can't compare that to anything else,
can you?
Well, you currently rank seventh in the state and second in Class 4A with a throw of 55 feet, 7.5 inches. You've been over 50 feet several times already this season. You know, have you been happy with the way you've thrown this year?
For the most part, yeah, I'd say I improved about the same I did from my sophomore to junior year, between my junior to senior year, and I'm pretty happy with that. Recently, hasn't been as good as I want it, but hopefully tomorrow we get back up there.
Well, last year you took 23rd at Drake and 10th at the state meet, so you've obviously improved, you know, a lot this year based on where you are seated right now. You know, what's been the key to your success? Is it mostly about your technique, or do you feel like, you know, you're quite a bit stronger than you were a year ago?
Well, I glide. A lot of people spin. So I feel like there is nuance to the technique, maybe not as much as spinning. So I'd say probably the strength has a pretty big part of it too, but also just repetitions. Gliding, you know, you get it down, you get into a pattern, and you can keep doing that, take it from practice into meets, and throw it farther. But I do think it's probably more so strength than technique, just because of the way that I throw.
Well, Sam Watts of Linmar is the only thrower in Class 4A with a longer toss than you. He's throwing 57.2. Mm-hmm. Of course, you'll be competing against all of the state's best throwers this week, regardless of class. You know, so in that sense, do you feel like this is a bigger meet for you than the state meet, you know, or is your most important goal to win a state title?
I think Drake is, it's, of course, like an important meet. It's very cool to have the privilege to go there as a whole. And yes, I think state titles might be like more important maybe to the school or something, but Drake just has like as a concept and just going there and having the opportunity to go there and throw with all the other athletes is just really cool. So I'd say from an enjoyment standpoint, it's pretty similar to state. From a stakes standpoint, maybe a little lower stakes. Like you want to look good, of course, with all the other throwers, but I think it's more of the opportunity. That's the cool part of it.
It'd be pretty cool to win one of those flags, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, the overall state leader is Spencer Kessel of Loaysa Muscatine, who is throwing 64 feet and 1.5 inch. He's throwing almost 6 feet farther than anyone else in the field. You know, he obviously has to be the favorite to win this week, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm sure, you know, you enjoy competing against a guy like that, but are you glad that you won't have to see him at the state meet?
Yeah, I'd say for the most part. I mean, he's pretty intimidating, but he's a nice guy. I've talked to him before at the UNI indoor meet, and yeah.
Well, it looks like the temperature is supposed to be, you know, pretty nice tomorrow. Supposed to warm up to 68 degrees, you know, so it might end up being a pretty nice day. Do you pay much attention to what the weather conditions will be like before a meet? Because I would think that the conditions would have a big factor, you know, on how you might be able to throw.
For sure. Yeah, it mainly has to do with, like, how you warm up, how you, like, before the meet, you'll probably wear more when it's colder, of course. You want to stay warm. You do a little bit more running when it's colder outside before you throw. I like it. I honestly kind of like it when it's a little cooler, because I like wearing all the, being able to comfortably wear a bunch of layers, take them off, throw, put them back on. But I don't know how big of a difference it actually makes with my throws, but I think I'd prefer it a little colder, but it'll be nice tomorrow.
Well, do you have a goal for the meet tomorrow? You know, is there a certain place or a certain distance that, you know, you'd be happy with?
Like I said, my throws haven't been as high as I've been wanting them. So I want to get back up over 55 if possible. But mainly I'd like to get into the top 10, make it into finals, if possible. I think that that's my big goal, but 55, getting back up there before districts and state is definitely a goal too.
Well, sounds like you feel like you have some better throws, you know, still in you. You know, how far do you think you could throw it if everything came together all at once? I mean, how far do you think you could throw it?
Well, like my 155.7 at the Valley meet a few weeks ago, I threw it and I was like, it felt like one of my like easiest throws. Everything mm-hmm. just went right, but I didn't feel like I put in that much effort. And I feel like that's how it is in throwing, is you'll just have one come off correctly and you'll be like, oh, that, the ones that don't feel like you put in that much effort are the ones that go the farthest. So I really feel like if I get another one like that, maybe with just a little bit more power, a little bit more oomph, I think I could get over 57, around 57, I think, just my strength level that I'm at right now and the technique I'm using. But of course, if I were to continue spin, maybe I definitely think I could go a lot farther.
Well, now you've thrown the discus this season as well. You've competed in that event a few times, right?
Yeah, I wanted to start it this year, or I decided I should start it this year, especially if I was thinking about doing anything after high school, just getting more accustomed to like rotating and that movement. I've only thrown it in a meet a few times. I throw it at practice occasionally. It's more so just getting strength and throwing as a whole, as like across the whole board, just in case I were to go to the next level and throw.
Well, yeah, you obviously haven't focused on that, you know, as much as you have the shot put. You know, what would you say is the biggest difference between the shot and the disc? Because, I mean, is it all about the technique?
Yeah, I would say so. I definitely think I would be able to translate it better if I was spinning in shot too. But yeah, they're very similar, just in like what you're using. You got to connect your whole body to throw something, basically. So it's got the same kind of idea behind it when you're throwing it. The mind-muscle connection type thing is pretty similar, I feel like, but it's definitely different throwing a heavy ball, and then there's more finesse to how you throw a discus, I feel like, and that's something I have to get down.
Sure. Well, you found out on Monday that your team has been assigned to the Norwalk site for the state qualifying meet. And I know Ankeny was assigned to the Council Bluffs site. So were you glad that you guys won't have to travel as far, you know, for your site?
I am. Last year we had to go to Fort Dodge. So that was quite a ride. We went there, I think, for districts and conference. So we, like, back to back, I think it was in the same week. I think it was a Tuesday and a Thursday. We had to make the trip down and back to Fort Dodge. So it's definitely nice to have it closer this time. Last time on the bus.
Well, I know later tonight you're headed down to Drake because you're going to watch, you know, the Olympic shot putters in action. That's pretty exciting. Is there anybody in particular that you're looking to watch for tonight? And do you think you can pick up some pointers from them?
I mean, like I said, I don't spin, so particularly like watching the form, I can watch it to, you know, get an idea just kind of for spinning, but I don't actually do that, so there's not much I can apply other than, you know, like the release and watching how they throw, maybe their warm-ups, stuff like that, watching what they do to get ready to throw. Specific person, I don't know. Ryan Krauser is just cool to watch. I watched him at Drake last year. Who else is there? Nick Ponzio's there. He's really funny to watch, especially when he wears his, like, very flamboyant, his like
sure.
leopard print jerseys, stuff like that. He's really cool to watch. So, Awatunde, I think is how you say his name. He's there too. He's very entertaining to watch. He's very cool. His very cool form. I don't know. All of it. It's just really cool to watch him and see how far they throw it.
Sure. Well, you mentioned earlier the possibility of maybe going on and competing at the next level. So have you talked to some colleges? Are you thinking about doing that?
Yeah, I'm definitely considering it. I'm talking a lot to Wartburg, going on a visit there on Monday. As of right now, I'm going to the University of Iowa just for schooling. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I could participate in their intramural track team, which I would probably do if I went there.
Sure.
But just recently, I've been thinking maybe attending Wartburg. So we'll see how the visit goes on Monday. But it definitely would be fun to throw at the next level. So.
All right, Sam. Well, hey, appreciate you coming in tonight. I know it's been a busy week for you. And good luck tomorrow. I'll probably talk to you tomorrow. You bet. All right. Well, my next guest is a realtor at Coldwell Banker, and she has been on the podcast a few times previously, the last time back in mid-December. She's Tiffany Rummelhart. Tiffany, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me again.
Well, I haven't seen you for a few months. How's your 2023 going?
So far, so good. I'm just ready for spring weather and sunshine like everybody else.
Well, it's a beautiful day today, isn't it?
Very nice. I'll take this any day of the week this time of year.
Well, hey, before we get into all of the real estate stuff, you know, here's one thing I wanted to ask you. I know during COVID there was a lot of supply chain issues. I know for some people who are building a new home, it might take 8 or 9 months to complete it just because of, you know, how long it took to get some of the supplies. You know, so is the housing industry still dealing with some of that, or are we kind of beyond that now?
I think we're kind of beyond it. Matter of fact, we just had a meeting about a week or so ago with some potential new clients, and that was one of their questions. Good question. I mean, it's you know, everyone's kind of dealing with that or has dealt with that. And they were pleased to hear, and we were pleased to let them know that things are lightening up, things aren't taking as long, there's not as long a lead times anymore that we're seeing. There's still a little bit of that, but definitely not what it was like. So, good news.
Well, it seems like I see new homes going up in Ankeny, you know, every day, whether I go in whatever part of town I go into, I see new homes going up, you know. So is there kind of a housing boom going on right now, or is this just kind of par for the course?
But definitely we're seeing some new builds going up. I think people are actually getting back out there. It's the spring market, so this is pretty typical to see more houses this time of year. Now that the frozen ground hopefully is beyond us, we can start putting some more holes in the ground. So
sure.
It's exciting. It's exciting to see all those homes going in.
Well, I know you had some new market homes over there in Prairie Trail you wanted to talk about, so I'll just let you tell me about it.
Yeah, this is super exciting for us at MJ Properties. We actually have 5 market homes going in over in President's West on Southwest Vintage Parkway, which is going to almost complete that whole, development over there. We've got 1 lot left, so if anyone's interested in doing a custom home in that side of town, in Prairie Trail, where all the restaurants and shops and the entertainment is, we do have 1 lot left. We have 5 market homes that are going to, we have 1 complete right now. That's located at 2303 Southwest Vintage Parkway. It's a 3-bedroom, little over 1,600 square feet. Does have some finish in the basement, 2-car attached garage. These are all alley load garages too, which just kind of brings a little bit more community in that kind of a neighborhood. So the other market homes are all going to be around that 1,500 to 1,600 square feet. Some of them have 2-car garage, some of them have 3, some will have a finished basement. Some you can finish, potentially have some finish depending on what you'd like to do if you want to do that. One thing that I do want to definitely mention is we have a slab home going in over there. So 0 entry, no steps if someone has interest for that. It's going to be a large slab home, a little over 1,500 square feet, 2 large bedrooms. It's going to have plenty of space. So that's kind of exciting over there. So we have a lot going on over in that side of town. So,
oh, sure.
Yeah.
What's the price range on those homes?
The price range on those are about 419 up to 460.
Okay. Yeah. They sound like they're very nice. Do you guys do like open houses over there for those? Or
we do have 1 open. Matter of fact, I'll be sitting in it this Sunday from 1 to 3 o'clock, and that's the one that's located at 2303 Southwest Vintage Parkway. So come check it out. Come see all the good quality, the finishes that MJ Property puts in. I'm excited to finally be sitting in some inventory again looking forward to meeting some faces out there on Sunday.
Well, yeah, if you have weather like this, you might have a good crowd on Sunday, huh?
Fingers crossed. I hope we do.
All right, Tiffany, well, thanks a lot for coming in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it too. Thank you very much.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. MJ Properties, which Tiffany just mentioned, is also a sponsor of the podcast. And we appreciate their support as well as their hospitality over here at their new offices on the north side of town. We are located at 3611 Northeast Otter View Circle. We are located just behind the Come and Go off of Northeast 36th. And we've enjoyed the hospitality over here ever since last fall and hope to be here for the foreseeable future. All right, well, my next guest is a sophomore on the Ankeny boys team, and he is one of the state's top sprinters. Earlier this season, he was named the athlete of the meet in the Ruth Marski Invitational at Brookings, South Dakota, where he won both the 100 and 200 races and also ran on the third place 4x100 relay while leading the Hawks to the team title. He is Tyler Sickerson. Tyler, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here.
Hey, you bet. We've certainly had a great season thus far. You know, you have to be really happy with your performances. What's been the key to your success? Do you think it's just all that work you put in the offseason?
Yeah, I'd say it's the off season mainly. It's just after last season, I found a lot of passion just for the sport, and it's the only thing I want to do, and it's the only thing I've been focusing on. So,
well, last year as a freshman, you ran on the state champion sprint medley relay, the fifth place 4x200 relay, and the seventh place 4x100 relay. You know, I'm sure you're going to figure in some of the relays again this year as well, but you've also got a chance to make a big impact in those open events. That's pretty much your goal, isn't it, to make a big impact in those events?
Yeah, I just really want to get out there and show what I can do in the open events now. Since last year, I was placed in mostly relays, which I understand as a freshman and running behind Tyrese, but I think this is really my year to show up and be a big name in the open events.
We had a year there to learn under Tyrese. I mean, did you enjoy running with him, and did you learn some things from him?
Of course. I mean, Tyrese was an amazing athlete. I mean, fastest at Ankeny of all time, pretty much, and being able to run behind him as a freshman was pretty amazing. So,
well, you posted a time of 10.90 in the 100 at the South Dakota State meet, and that currently ranks fourth in Class 4A and is tied for 13th overall in the state. You'll be competing in the prelims of the 100 on Friday morning along with your teammate, Jack Belding. You know, so what is your goal for the race? I guess the first goal is just to get into the finals, isn't it?
Yeah, the first goal is just execute how I think I can in the prelims and make it onto the finals without any injury, and then from the finals just execute again, and I think I can win, so that's the goal.
Well, Miles Thompson of Cedar Rapids, Washington is the top qualifier at 10.56, and nobody else has run faster than 10.71. So do you feel like he is clearly the guy to beat then?
Yeah, I mean, he's the fastest time in the state right now and the fastest returner from last year, so he's definitely the guy to beat.
Well, I was looking at the list of qualifiers, and there are 15 guys who have ran between 10.82 and 10.99, and you're right smack in the middle of that group. You know, those are probably the guys that you'll be battling with to get into the finals. You know, there just isn't much separation between a lot of the guys in the 100, is there?
Not too much, really, but me and Jack, I think, and some of the other guys that live around here really close to us just haven't had the opportunity to run many hundreds with good conditions yet. So I think a lot of guys will surprise some people in the prelims that will make it to the finals. So,
well, of course, in the 100, the start is obviously really important. You know, there just isn't enough time to overcome a bad start, is there?
No, never is.
Well, do you feel like you've really improved your start, you know, this season?
Oh, 100% since last year. That's what I've been working on during the off season because, I mean, so many of the guys last year were posting fast 60s compared to me, and I was like, I got to get my 60 down to be able to contend for that 100, so.
Well, the other event you'll be running is the 4x100 relay prelims on Saturday morning. A total of 96 teams will compete in that event, and the Hawks are seated 27th going into it. You guys have ran 43.41 in that race, and it looks like maybe if you can drop about a half a second or so, that, you know, that might be good enough to get you into the finals based on what the other teams have been running. You know, is that the goal there in that event too, to get into the final?
100%, and the team that ran 43.4, I think it was not fully loaded, so I think we'll go way faster, so.
I know Coach told me that you won't be running in the 4x200 relay on Friday afternoon, but that should be a heck of a race as well. The Hawks currently rank 6th in the state and 5th in Class 4A in that event with a time of 129.14. Iowa City West is the top qualifier in that race with a time of 128.52. And the Trojans are led by Isaiah Loveless, who is the state leader in the 200 at 21.69. Cedar Rapids, Washington is right behind West in that race. I imagine that Thompson will be running, you know, in that race too. You know, so your teammates have their work cut out for them in that race, don't they?
100%. That 4x2 is very, very fast this year.
Well, your team is qualified in 12 events, and even though I know Carter Okola won't be running the 110 hurdles due to a minor injury, you guys have a chance to make a lot of noise in a lot of different events. You know, this team is just really well-balanced, isn't it?
100%. We have a lot of really good athletes. We got some good young hurdlers too, other than Carter. So we should be good, especially when he'll be back as well. So when he's back, we'll be fully loaded and we'll be ready to place really high. So,
well, yeah, I know your team's ultimate goal for this season is to win a state title, and that obviously, you know, won't be decided until next month. So does that mean that there's, you know, less pressure running at the Drake Relays because you don't have a team race to worry about? You can just kind of go out there and let it fly?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah.
Because, I mean, the meets are totally different. I mean, at the relays, you're competing against guys from all over the state, not just your class. So, I mean, that kind of brings another element into it. But, I mean, it's got to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, 100%. Drake's definitely just a very fun, different atmosphere than all the other meets. So,
well, you found out on Monday that your team has been assigned to the Council Bluffs site for the state qualifying meet. You know, what was your reaction to that? How do you feel about having to travel a couple of hours for the meet?
My coach said that was his old stomping grounds, and he used to run at that track all the time. So, I think... I looked at the list of people competing there, and I think we'll do pretty well, so should be fun.
Well, Tyler, before I let you go, you know, I have one more question for you. This is kind of out of left field, but I have a friend who coaches 8th grade basketball, and he wanted me to ask you a question. So who's your favorite 8th grade CD basketball coach of all time?
It's Rick Dobish.
It's got to be, huh?
Got to be Rick Dobish.
Well, I'm sure you remember what it was like to play for him. We give him a hard time because we think he has an issue with calling timeouts. Do you remember him calling a lot of timeouts back when you played?
Oh, man, I can barely remember back to then. I just remember having fun goofing around on that team. So those are good times.
So I take it you don't play basketball anymore?
No, I didn't play basketball probably 3 years before that either. I just went out because my friends asked me to, and I had no basketball experience prior to that. It was just me running up and down the court real fast and missing layups. So,
well, Rick's a good guy, and he told me that he knows that you're going places, and I would agree with him. So, hey, thanks a lot for coming tonight, Tyler, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. All right. Well, my next guest is a junior on the Ankeny girls team, and she specializes in both the sprints and the hurdles. She is Lillian Smith. Lily, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, you're having a good season thus far. Have you been happy with the way that you've performed?
Yeah, definitely for the most part. Yeah, it's been fun to run this season. So.
Well, you're going to have to wait until Friday night to run your first event, and that will be the prelims of the 4x400 relay. Your team is tied for 10th in the state and ranks 8th in Class 4A with a time of 404.40. And I'm sure you feel like your team is capable of dropping some more time. Is the goal there just to get into the final first and then to see what you can do on Saturday?
Yeah, I definitely think that's what the goal is for right now. I think that especially, yeah, I think we all are greedy for the title, and wanting to place definitely top 8 would be the goal.
Well, Waukee Northwest has ran a time of 357.76 in that race. That's about a second and a half faster than Cedar Rapids Kennedy. So do you feel like Northwest has cleared the team to beat in that race?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, they definitely have some fast competitors on the team. Yeah, same with both of the teams, yeah.
All right, and then on Saturday morning, you'll be back on the track for the prelims of the 4x100 relay. A total of 96 teams will compete in that event, and the Hawkettes are seeded 14th going into it. You guys have ran 50.19 in that race. And it looks like maybe if you can drop a half a second or so, that might be good enough to get you into the finals based on what the other teams have been running. You know, is that the goal there too, just to get into the final?
Definitely, for sure, yeah. But we've only ran it with that lineup one time, so I definitely think there's more time to be shaved. Just by, like, this past week, we've been practicing our handoffs a lot more, and... yeah, I definitely think the time to shave will be pretty good.
So, well, yeah, and that race is all about the handoffs, right? Because you can't afford to slip up there, can you?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Well, Dowling has ran 48.90 in that event, and two other teams have ran faster than 49.4. You know, there just isn't much margin for error in that race, is there?
No, yeah.
Well, you'll also compete in the 400 hurdles early on Saturday afternoon. You currently rank 12th in the state and 6th in Class 4A with a time of 105.97. So what is your goal for that race? Do you think you can run maybe like a 105 flat, and that will, you know, that'd be probably good enough to get you into the top 8?
Yeah, that's definitely my goal. Last race, I tried a new technique with the hurdles, and I ran sub 106. And so I definitely want to keep that same technique, and I think that I still had more time to shave off in the last race I did, so I'm really excited to see what I can run, and especially when I'm pushed with that kind of competition.
What was the change in your technique? Was it the amount of steps that you take?
So I started doing hurdling with my other leg as well, and so, yeah, I feel like that definitely helped, and just the way I paced it was a little different,
All right.
I guess.
Well, Allie Franson of Ames leads the state at 102.46, and that's more than a full second faster than anybody else. You know, so she's obviously the girl to beat, isn't she?
Yeah, yeah, she's really strong out there.
Well, for people who aren't familiar with track or who have never ran the 400 hurdles, you know, how would you describe the race? I mean, it really challenges you both mentally and physically, doesn't it?
it's the first 300 is really fun because it's not like a dead sprint, but yeah, the last 100 you just push really hard and yeah.
Do you ever feel like you're going to die there at the
race? Yeah, it's you start blurring out and it starts blacking out, but it's fun.
Have you ever had like a bad mishap with one of the hurdles? You just didn't have enough to get over it or anything?
You know, I haven't had a meet necessarily, but practices sometimes. But yeah, I don't know. I just try to jump really high at the end.
Well, I know your team's ultimate goal for this season is to win a state title, and that obviously won't be decided until next month. You know, so does that mean that there's less pressure running at the Drake Relays because you don't have that team race to worry about? You can just kind of go out there and let it fly?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that we still have time, too, to grow and improve, and not everything's final yet. So, yeah, I definitely think that there's no pressure necessarily in that aspect, but, yeah, definitely some good competition there.
Well, your team has qualified in 11 events this week, and you guys have a chance to make a lot of noise in a lot of different events. You know, your team is just really well-rounded, isn't it?
There's some really good distance girls, and the throwers are amazing, and yeah, definitely.
Got a good high jumper, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sorry, handful.
Well, you found out on Monday that your team has been assigned to the Council Bluffs site for the state qualifying meet. You know, what was your reaction to that? How do you feel about having to travel a couple of hours for that meet?
Mixed feelings. I definitely loved, I love listening to music and getting locked in before a meet, and I think it's fun, but, I definitely think that it's far, so I don't know. Mixed feelings.
Well, of course, last year you ran on the state champion distance medley relay as a sophomore. You know, do you relive that race in your mind very often? That has to be a wonderful memory.
So not so much of the actual race, but, definitely getting in the blocks and, a little bit before, we were all just really excited and happy to be there, and it just was a fun moment. And then after all of them are my best friends that I competed with that day, so it was just really fun that we got to share that moment.
We have a new coach this year in TJ Jumper, and I know he has used you in a lot of different events this year. Do you know yet which events you'll be focusing on for the championship season, or is that still to kind of be determined?
Yeah, it's still to be determined. I don't really know yet. I definitely 400 hurdles are my favorite event, but for relays and sprints, I don't really know. It's just whatever the team needs.
Well, would you like to be on that DMR again so that you have a chance to defend your title?
Oh, definitely. I think all three of us that are returning for the distance met are definitely greedy for that title again, and we still have some more good 400 runners that could fill Folk's spot, so it's gonna be fun.
Well, this should be a fun weekend. It looks like the weather's gonna be nice. I mean, you gotta like running in this kind of weather, huh?
Yes, it's perfect weather. I love it.
Well, Lily, hey, good luck this weekend, and thanks a lot for coming in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We're constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, my final guest tonight is a sophomore on the Centennial Girls Squad, and like my previous guest from the Ankeny team, she specializes in the hurdles and the sprints, and she even has the same last name. She is Kylan Smith. Kylan, thanks for joining me. How
are
you doing?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. We're obviously having a really good season. Have you been happy with the way that you've ran?
Yeah.
Well, you broke your own school record in the 400 hurdles at the Jaguar Invitational on Thursday. You posted a time of 105.35. You know, as you were running the race, did you realize that you were going that fast?
I just knew it was my last chance to make it to Drake, and coming off of a hamstring sprain, I just had to get out and go.
Well, the 400 hurdles is such a tough race because it tests you both physically and mentally. You know, do you like running that race, though?
I do. I just know that I have the mentality for it, so...
Well, what do you find it to be the hardest part about the race? I mean, I just imagine those last 50 meters, you must feel like you're going to die, huh?
Yeah, that's the most mentally challenging part of the race.
Well, let's break down your upcoming races at the Drake Relays. Your first event will come in the 4x200 relay early on Friday afternoon. The Jaguars currently rank 11th in the state and 8th in Class 4A with a time of 145.88. You know, do you feel like you guys are capable of dropping some more time in that event?
I think we can.
I imagine you guys have probably been working on your handoffs a lot this week, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, there are six teams that have ran sub 145 in that race. So it looks like if you guys could drop about a second or so, that you might be able to place in the top six or the top eight. If you could do that, would you be happy with that?
Yes, I would.
Well, Waukee Northwest has ran a time of 142.48, and nobody else has ran under 143. You know, do you think Northwest is clearly the team to beat there?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, then on Friday night, you'll be running in the prelims of the 4x400 relay. Your team currently ranks fourth in the state and in Class 4A with a time of 401.06. And I'm sure the first goal there is just to get into Saturday's final. And considering where you are seated, do you like your chances to do that?
Yeah, I think we can.
Well, what's the key in that race? I mean, you obviously have more time to make up for a bad handoff, but what's the key in that race?
You just got to get out and keep pushing.
Do you think if you guys have a good race that you could maybe break that 4-minute mark?
Yeah.
Well, Northwest, again, is the top qualifier at 357.76, and that's about a second and a half faster than Cedar Rapids Kennedy. So I guess the Wolves have to be the favorite there again, don't they?
Yes.
Well, you're also going to compete in the 400 hurdles early on Saturday afternoon. You're currently ranked 7th in the state and 4th in Class 4A with a time of, you know, with 105.35 that we mentioned earlier. So what's your goal in that race? Do you feel like you could sneak into the top three or four?
I can. On the home meet we had, I felt like my form was, like, not very good, and I was stuttering a lot, so I think I can have some time to drop there.
Well, we just had Lily Smith in here, and she was talking about how she just recently changed up her technique a little bit. So do you find that to be one of the biggest challenges of the race, too, is just finding the right technique for you?
Yeah. Keeping form is really hard.
Well, Allie Franson of Ames leads the state at 102.46 in that race, and that's more than a full second faster than anybody else. So she's obviously the girl to beat there, isn't she?
Yeah.
Well, your team is qualified in seven events, including the long jump, where Jaden Pratt is the top qualifier and Cambria Lazier is seated eighth. And those two will be competing in that event on Thursday. Are you excited to see what they can do in that event?
Yeah, they can do really great things.
Well, you found out on Monday that your team has been assigned to the Norwalk site for the state qualifying meet, and I know Ankeny was assigned to the Council Bluffs site, so were you glad that you guys don't have to travel as far for your meet?
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, do you have a pretty good idea yet at this point which events you'll be focusing on for the championship season? I imagine the 400 hurdles will be one of them, right?
400 hurdles and 4x4.
Well, of course, last year you placed fourth at the state meet as a freshman in the 400 hurdles. You know, what are your goals for this year's meet? Do you feel like, you know, you can maybe contend for the title?
I don't know, 102 is kind of hard, but I think definitely by senior year I can get first, hopefully. Uh-huh.
Well, I know you also played basketball this winter. Are you still going to be playing, you know, a lot of basketball this summer?
Yeah.
What are your long-term goals? I mean, do you think you want to run track in college, or do you think basketball might be a possibility?
Track.
Definitely track, huh? Well, Kylan, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. I appreciate it, and good luck this weekend. I'll see you down there.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Sam Dietz from the Ankeny Centennial Boys track and field team, along with Tyler Sickerson from the Ankeny Boys team. And then we had, from the girls teams, we had Lillian Smith from Ankeny and Kylan Smith from Centennial. I appreciate the time from all those folks. I know it's a busy week for all of them. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. I think we're going to be previewing the big Ankeny versus Centennial soccer games that are coming up next Friday.